Hello and welcome to the Women in Living History podcast. I am your presenter Poppy, and today I would like to introduce you all to this new series. I'm going to introduce you to myself a little bit and talk about what the aims of this podcast are and the sort of themes and the topics we'll be covering in the future. So this is a brand new adventure for me, as I've never really done anything like this before. So this is all completely brand new to me, and it's very exciting because I hope this becomes an educational resource for those who are already in living history, do living history already, and potentially those who would like to join but have never quite sort of found a group that suits them, or possibly an era or a period that suits them. So let me introduce myself. I'm Poppy. I have been reenacting since 2016, sort of full-time as an adult. I used to do some reenacting when I was younger, joining in mainly with sort of British home front groups and sort of aspiring to do French resistance in the Second World War. But when I first started up again in 2016, I actually took a completely different route and went into doing nursing within the US Army in World War II. So sticking with very much the 20th century theme, but something much more different and something that today is a sort of a little more of a lot more of interest towards me. So aside from doing reenactment of the Army Nurse Corps in the Second World War, I also do some impressions for the Women's Army Corps. My main sort of theme around that is the female parachute riggers who were working at Fort Benning in Georgia in the US, packing and repairing parachutes for the 82nd Airborne. 1944-1945. It's quite a niche little impression. It's not really something you tend to see a lot of people doing, and it's a lot of research and reading into it, and it's quite, because it's so niche, it's quite a difficult one to actually put piece together. So that's 3 years of hard work, of talking to families of the original riggers and sourcing photographs and whatnot. But that's one of my most sort of completed impressions, shall we say, currently is. It's the one that is the nearest to being almost finished. There's still a few little things to change and to add, and I'm very proud of what it is so far though. So that's sort of my background to reenacting. I hope to go into doing some more First World War stuff at some point in the future, but that's sort of really something for very much the future, whilst I try and work on completing my US Army impressions for the meantime. I also am developing a French resistance impression as well, specifically for the area of France I live in, which is the historical battlefields of the Somme. To many, the Somme is very much the First World War. You think of the Somme, you think of, you know, mud, blood and trenches. But actually, a lot happened here during the Second World War, and it's something that I'm, again, slowly unpiecing. There's a lot of literature on it, a lot of it in French, of course. And there's still some old resistance members that are still alive today that I'm talking to and getting information from. So again, it's one that is slowly piecing itself together, but I think the most difficult problem is finding authentic women's clothing for that period, because of course it's the North. It's, you know, it's not Paris, we don't have high fashion here. But yes, so that's sort of a little bit of a background of me and my reenacting. I also run my own business. I'm a tour guide, and I also run Somme Poppies Reproductions, where I create and sell reproductions of World War II medical equipment. And you may have seen me around on Instagram before. You can find me at The Rigger Whack. That's my main account for my reenacting. I also run several pages on Facebook, and I run several groups as well. So you may have spotted me around before. I may have met some of you if doing events in the UK. I haven't done that many in France yet, but my plan for this year is to hopefully, given all the current circumstances, try and find some events that might potentially be happening this year. Now, onto the podcast itself. I noticed it's become very popular lately to do a podcast on various things like living history. I've seen quite a few so far talking to people. So there's a couple based just in the UK. There's a couple based out in the US. But I realised there's actually no single podcast talking to female living historians specifically. And most of the podcasts tend to be on one specific era. So mostly World War II, because of course, that amongst most of the reenactment community, alongside the American Civil War, is kind of the biggest of the eras. So I thought, what if there was a podcast for women to come and guest on, where they could talk about their experiences, talk about the eras they portray, so whether it be, you know, the Tudor period in England, or the American Civil War, or women and suffragettes within the early part of the 20th century. And so this podcast was born, really. And I'm very much looking forward to interviewing some of the people we have lined up. And it's something that I'm hoping a lot of you will find interesting, because we won't be specifically looking at one era. I'm going to try and make it as broad as I possibly can in regards to who we speak to and what in different eras that we do. And I'm also looking for some more niche topics. So if you perhaps have something to suggest, or if you would like to come and talk about a niche little area that you portray within history, you can message us on Instagram. Our account is women.living.history. So if you would like to send us a message through that Instagram account, you are more than welcome. If you have any suggestions or ideas for potentially topics that we could cover, again, any suggestions would be greatly appreciated. Now, we all know that reenactment for us women isn't exactly all sort of sunshine and rainbows and pretty flowers. I don't know about you, but in the past, certainly, I have experienced some things that one probably shouldn't have to experience in the 21st century. And so I think a little bit of this is going to be education towards how women are treated within the reenactment and the living history communities, because most of the time, yes, we are very well appreciated, we're acknowledged that, you know, the portrayal of women is very important within history, but unfortunately we do have a few members of various societies within reenactment and living history who don't quite understand women's roles, I think. And I think it comes down to more or less to education. And I'm hoping that's something we can possibly change. I mean, you can't fix sexism overnight, as lovely as that would be. But I'm hoping that we can bring some women in and share their experiences, whether good or bad. And just try and raise a little more awareness into how women are actually treated within various communities in living history. So thank you for tuning in today. I know this is only short, but our first episode will be out shortly. Each episode will be broadcast onto Spotify and Apple's podcast app. We will also be updating on Instagram every time a new episode comes out. So thank you for listening. Have a great day and stay tuned for the next one.